Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Nick Humphries Medium Show. I am Nick Humphries. I'm your host here on MikeSpirit.fm. It's 4 minutes past nine the hour here in the UK. I wish you all a very happy new year, if I haven't done so already. So the telephone numbers that you need to call if you want to call into the show for a reading later on are for the United States, it's 760-283-4611. And for anywhere else outside the US, just prefix 001 beforehand, then it's 760-283-4611. But of course, we have the Skype as well. So if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, you can get into the show that way by clicking on the little Skype button. And they'll call you into the show and the producer will take your name and details, but you will be in a queue, okay? So there is a queuing system here. So to my listeners, wow, do you know what? It's Tuesday evening. I can't believe it. How time goes so fast, because on Friday I travel down to my dad's in London. I stay there for the night. I get up rather early. I get a lift to Heathrow Airport. I jump on my little jumbo jet and I jet all the way over to India. And it's starting to set in now that I'm actually going. It's been one of those things which has been planned for quite some time but never really got round to actually being finalised. And I've got to say, now it's started to sink in that I'm going. I'm getting really excited. Because I've looked up, you know, I'm going to Mumbai first. I'm meeting this lovely guy that I met in, me and Helen met in Cardiff back in August this year, last year. He was a guy that I'd done a reading for. I was doing a show in Cardiff and he was in the audience. I did a reading for him then, but he wanted a private one-to-one. So I did, I obliged the next day. And we got talking, and actually he's a very, obviously, yeah, he lives in India. He's a very spiritual man. He's just invited me to India. It's just mad. Come to India and meet my family and meet my friends. And, you know, there may be the one or two readings that I'm going to be doing out there, but primarily it's for making contact, getting my name out there, making contact, getting my Spirit FM out there as well, and visiting spiritual places. But I can't get over the fact that, you know, I keep thinking to myself, is this right? Is this really truly what you want me to do, Spirit? Because I do work alongside Spirit, and I do believe that Spirit want me to do certain things on my life's path. But obviously it's nice to get clarification, isn't it? You know, come on, you know we'd like to get those parking angels into action. Please, parking angels, I know it's a bit late, a bit late notice, but can I have a space near blah blah shop just for 2 minutes? And lo and behold, when you get there, there's a space. You know, it's one of those things. So you ask your angels and your guides, am I meant to be going to India? And you flick on a TV and there'll be a program and it'll be India. And it's happened continuously since I've bought the tickets. And I have asked, am I really meant to be going to India? You know, and it's a continuous, like, I turn on the TV and the film Gandhi's on. I turn on a channel and there's another program about India. I asked again the other night and I started watching this program on TV with Joanna Lumley in it about Moses and the Ark. Is it real? Blah, 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 blah. Do you know what? I learned so much from that program. I honestly learned so much because Moses and, not Moses, sorry, I'm getting the name wrong, but Noah and the Ark, okay? Noah and the Ark actually is in all the books. It's not just in the Bible, he's in the Quran, but he's before that as well. Anyway, cut a long story short with that one, you know, I was watching this program, really interested in it, and then she says, I'm here in Mumbai, and I'm like, okay, well, that's where I'm going. You know, my ears prick up, and I start watching, you know, a little bit more about this program. So, yes, you know, the angels are there for us to ask for help. That's what they're there for, you know. And this is work, so believe me, I have tried it, okay? I have been doing carpentry recently, okay? I have been hanging nine 4-panel pine doors, right? And believe me, I needed some help, okay? Please, carpentry spirits and angels, could you come forward and just give me guidance? I can't remember the measurements for the hinges. Nick, it's 9 down, 6 up, or 6 down, 9 up. There you go. I was like, right, thank you. Where did that come from? You know, and the markings and all that stuff. I know this stuff. It was just been a little while. Please, you know, Carpentry Angels, can you just give me a hand and remind me how I do this? And then lo and behold, there'd be something happening. Or, oh, and it just fits. So there are, you know, it's like, I'll tell you what, I wish one would come and fix my van. But I have been asking. Do you know, I asked State, I was actually fixing the van. Okay, my van broke down, as you know, because I was talking about it last week on my show last week. And so I was out there, I was changing the ignition barrel. And could I find it? And something said to me, Nick, there's a button on top you need to press in and it will pop out. Really? Yes, Nick, do that. So I took the cover off. I took the indicator and the light switch out so I could get to it properly. And lo and behold, on the top, there is this little button that you push in and it pops out. And there's me sitting there with a screwdriver trying to pop it out. So it's amazing how it works. It's really, 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 really good. So, you know, it's just they're there. There are legal ones. There are doctors. There are ones for gardening. You name it. They're there. Okay, they are there. Midget? Is that how you pronounce your name? Midget in the chat room? Yeah, India. How exciting it is. I picked up my malaria tablets today. I've got my vitamins ready. The list gets longer and longer. I've got my new camera. I've got my new memory card. I've got my visa through. You know, everything. It's amazing. All I need to do now is just put all in one big suitcase and then I'm ready. So, you know, you can hear I've got a really sore throat. Okay. I've had a cold since my last show, which the lovely Grant, Sarah and Mike stood in for me. I do thank them deeply from the bottom of my heart. Okay. But I have still got this sore throat and it's really quite annoying. Okay. I've had my jabs, you know, and it's just like, and it's funny because I don't know that much about Indian gods and stuff like that, but I do. There are the classic ones that I know of. On my mantelpiece, obviously, we got Ganesh, and Ganesh was actually in a small room upstairs. And since we brought Ganesh down, which, you know, Ganesh is the god of joy, we've had so much fun. We've had so much fun. It's great. It's lovely. So get yourself a Ganesh. Stick it on a mantelpiece. You know. And to say thank you to it every now and again. Thank you for the joy that you're bringing to me. It's absolutely fantastic. Yes, I'm wittering on, but I'm excited. It's going to be. I was watching a program the other day as well. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watch programs that mean quite a lot. Okay, and I was watching a program the other day, and this lady was talking about the fact that she was born in the UK, but because of work, her mum and dad shipped themselves over to India. Okay, so this little girl grew up in India, and she was I think she was probably late 20s, late mid 30s when she had to come back to the UK. And her words on TV, she said, I came from a land of color to a land of black and white, and I tell you what, I can't wait to see the colors, because I know it's going to be really rich. You know, I'm going to take in, and I'm going to try, really try, just so my listeners know, I'm going to really try, if I can, do my show from Mumbai, because I'm in Mumbai on the Tuesday of next week. So I'm just hoping I can do it. But I am aware also that it will be like 3 o'clock in the morning for me. So either I'll record something and then sort that out. I'll have to talk to the producer and I'll have to talk to my dear friend Mike as well to see what we're going. But I was going to do like a running commentary, you know, about the places that I visit, record it and then put it on my show, just so you get an idea of, you know, you can hear the noises in the background, and you can, apart from obviously, like you know, you might not be able to hear the smell, the scent, you know, the spices and stuff like that. But it, I just want to give you an insight to it all. So, you know, it's great. I do want to obviously just say a few hellos to a few of my dear friends as well. Obviously, Jay Black, you're in the chat room. I haven't spoken to you for ages, my friend, but welcome back into the chat room. And my lovely friend, Becky, as well. I know she's listening. She's not in the chat room, but I know she's listening. She's just having trouble getting into the chat room. So hello to her and her mum and dad if they're listening too. And everybody else. So we've got Maggie, we've got Fatma, some guy called Nick Humphreys, host. I don't know who he is. Heart to Heart, welcome. And there's two guests in there as well. And Amour. Is that Amour? Amour. Is it like as in French, amour, as in love? So it's been a really crazy week. You know, I've been trying to repair a van. I've been trying to put doors up. I've been suffering with a really bad cold. It's just been one crazy, crazy week, and it's not even over yet. It's just the beginning. Even before my show, I was sitting there on the internet and I was looking up, like places in India. But the fantastic thing about this trip is that the guy that is going to meet me, Shimnoy Sharma, he's going to actually meet me from the airport, and he's actually going to be with me throughout my 14-day stay. Or it's actually a bit more, it's a 2-week stay out in India. He's going to show me all the spiritual centres. Excuse me. He's going to show me all the spiritual centres out there. I'm going to be doing a lot of meditating, and I'm going to be doing a lot of, I want to say soul searching, but it's not quite right, because I do know my path, but we are also going to talk about other spiritual stuff out there as well, I can't give too much away because I don't know that much about it, but it's in the process. It's just ideas in my head, and I know he's got a few ideas as well. We're going to come up with something together, hopefully. But it's just going to be a magical, magical tour. It really is. So what I'm going to do here, okay? We've got the Mike Spirit Roadshow. I want to talk about this a little bit as well, okay? The Mike Spirit Roadshow is going to be fantastic, okay? Over a Friday and Saturday night. Now, I've actually got tickets for this for sale, okay? You can go onto my website. It's here in the UK, so anybody in the States, obviously, unless you want to fly over, then please do. I have a spare bed, you can stay here. You can go to my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. You go to the events page, and on there you'll see the Mike Spirit Roadshow, and you can pay by PayPal. Postage and packaging is free, okay? You can just buy your tickets through that. It's going to be a really great show. I'm on the Friday night, along with Mike and Jerry, I believe, and then on Saturday night we've got Sarah and Mike again, lucky boy, the lovely Grant Coyer, who's all hosts of Mike Spirit. So thank you, Magic. I'd love to hear your voices, just to see if I'm actually pronouncing the names right. It's just great. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play another track. I'm going to get myself some water because my throat is really dry and I want to be at my best for doing the readings. And when we come back, I will be doing some readings. So in about 3 minutes' time, I shall be back. I'll speak to you then.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
I'm Nick Humphries, I'm your psychic. So that was Mike Davis, obviously the advert for the Mike Spirit Roadshow. But tickets are available through my website as well. So we are both trying to not get rid of, but sell the tickets. So please go to my website, it's www.nick-humphries.com. Okay, and I will send them to you. Not a problem. So the numbers you need to call for getting into the show are 760-283-4611. And for the outside the UK, just have to double check that number then. It's 760-283-4611. I'm just being put off. Or you can go to Blog Talk Radio, okay? It's www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy, okay? So hang on, I'm just being messaged all over. It's going to be a really fantastic event. It really is. And Mike's Spirit Roadshow, if you didn't know already, is going to go to Norway as well. And then we're going to come back to the UK. And we're going to look at doing more shows. But we'll see. Stupid me. Do you know what I've just done? I've just eaten a vitamin C. Okay. And it's now got stuck in my throat. Great. It's like what's that stardust stuff that you... It's like popping around in my mouth. It's great. But not very good for radio. So there you go. So I'm Nick Humphries, I'm your medium, okay? I'm your host here on the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. Radio network for the next hour and a half. So what we're going to do is we're going to open the telephone lines. We are going to go to some callers. Hopefully my throat will last. And we'll see what happens. Have a bit of fun. So let's go to our first call. I believe we've got a caller called, is it Paige?
Hello.
Hello, Paige, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Paige, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you? Happy New Year.
And to you. And where are you calling from, my dear?
I'm in Texas.
Texas, okay. I love the name Paige. I do. I think it's a great name.
Thank you.
So how can we help you this evening?
Whatever spirit has to let me know, I'm ready.
Okay, let's see what we can do then. Obviously, I link to spirit. That's what I do. So I'll give you evidence and guidance at the same time, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. So yeah, I've got a lady here coming forward from the spirit world for you, okay? I want to go to your mum's side of the family. In fact, I feel quite strongly that... she keeps saying mum. So is it mum in spirit or is this grandmother that I'm dealing with here?
It would be grandmother, and I used to call her mama, so yes.
Right, okay. Because it's the she keeps repeating mum, so either it is mama, but okay, so thank you, sweetheart. Say again? Right, sweetheart, I'm being told to tell you to relax.
I know.
Okay, she says you're really sort of tensed up at the moment. Do you understand this? She just said you're really tensed up. Okay, and... Right, thank you. And she also tells me that this is causing you not to sleep as well. You understand this?
Yes, it's true.
Okay. Sweetheart, she is absolutely gorgeous. I've got to say, she's got such a beautiful energy.
Aww.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you give me a bit more, Simon? Okay. Right. She's telling me to tell you, and only you'll probably understand, it will happen when the time is right. Do you understand what she means by this?
Yes.
Okay, she's telling me over and over again, just tell her, it will happen when the time is right. Okay? Okay, thank you. I want to go on to different levels here, because I feel this is probably, she's talking about, is this to do with relationship? Because she keeps going on about relationship, but also work as well. You understand this? There's two ships here we need to deal with.
Oh, yes, yes. Both of that makes sense, yes.
Okay. Right. Right. But she's telling me that you are, not. Let's leave the relationship side a bit for a minute, okay? She's talking about that you're really stressed about the work. And you think it's not enough. You think it's there's not enough, or does that make sense? She keeps going, it's not. You think it's not enough.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I'm going back to school, and I feel like I need to go to work too. I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. She. Do you know? She's got a real kind of. Did you hear that? It's like a when John. She's like,
yes, I understand.
And she's like, right. Thank
That's
you.
Her way she of just, saying no.
Yeah, she's like, there's only a certain amount of hours to the day. Come on, girl. That sort of thing. Okay.
Yes, that's her. That's.
Okay, but she, I tell you, she's lovely. She really is lovely. Okay.
Aww,
so,
thank you.
But all she's saying to me is that for you to relax. Okay, chill. Just go along with what you're doing at the moment, okay? Thank you. She's just
okay.
Telling me, don't worry. Obviously, the worry is around the financial side, but don't worry about it, okay? Things will balance
okay.
themselves, okay? That's what she just said. Things will balance themselves. In fact, say again. She's just talking about some sort of financial help coming your way in a form of a...
Okay.
In a form of a grant or something like that you're going for? Is it... Do you understand this?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would make sense. Yes, that would make sense for school. Yes.
Okay. Right, because she's talking to me about a grant. So you're going to get this financial support with a grant, okay? So that's why she's saying, just chill, just relax. And you know, it's funny. When she says it, she makes me feel all chilled and relaxed, okay?
Good.
Right, okay. Say again. Right, thank you. So yeah, she's now talking to me about the love boat, okay? She's talking about the relationship side. Can you give me a bit more? Oh, thank you. And also, I want to give you Granddad in spirit as well. He's just popped in as well. You understand this? And he would be linked to
oh,
her.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. Give me a bit more. What's the relationship? Right, thank you. You understand. Now, I know this could probably go to a lot of people that are listening, okay, at the moment. But she's talking about the fact that your heart has been hurt previously. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
True.
Okay, thank you. Right, and she's telling me that you shouldn't put your heart on your sleeve. Okay, that's what she's saying. Don't put your heart on your sleeve. You've got to protect it a little bit more. Okay? You understand
okay.
this? But
yes.
She's also just saying to me, but don't worry. Say again, when's that? She's giving me September and then May. So these 2 months are quite important to you. They could be like anniversaries or birthdays.
Well, I have two sons, and they're both of their birthdays are in September. I mean, one is in September, one is in May, and they're both on the first of the month. So that means that's a big connect.
Okay, because she's just saying these two are important. Okay, and I think what she means by these two is obviously now we know that they're your sons. Okay.
Yes.
That life evolves around them at the moment, if that makes any sense.
This is true because the girls are gone, and I have one boy here and one is gone, but he's right across the street from me, and the other two are far away.
Right. Okay. Right. But also, I'm being given here a very tall gentleman and quite broad of shoulders as well that will be coming to you. It's either something you're connected to with at the moment, but also I feel it's actually more coming towards you. Okay, so...
It sounds like my husband's dad, my father-in-law.
Right, okay. But with this, I don't feel this gentleman's in spirit. That's the only thing. I feel like it's, like she's saying, to watch out for
oh.
this person.
Oh, okay.
It could be that. I'm just saying, she keeps talking about a gentleman coming to you, okay, because we're talking about love, relationship, okay? So.
I got you.
Quite a strong, broad-shouldered gentleman. Okay. Second, can you give me a bit more? Right, thank you. So I just want to go to a bit more evidence about this lovely lady I've got in front of me. Okay, she's talking about a cough or a chesty cough or something like that she would have had before her passing, because when she comes close to me, she makes me feel like I want to cough. Okay, thank you.
Yes, I think she had pneumonia before.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Right. Anything else you want to say? Right, all she's saying to me is just for you to keep smiling, because you've got a big smile. She's telling me that you've got a really big smile. She's telling me you've got, and she's showing me, and she's making my face feel all like as if I can't, I'm beaming from it, okay? But that's what you've got to do, okay? That's going to attract positiveness, okay? Sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? Please take the love from the spirit.
Thank you so much.
It's adorable. You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And if you wish to, obviously, listen to it in the archives of MikeSpirit.fm as well, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you, and have a good rest of your night.
And you. Thank you.
Okay.
So, thank you, Spirit, for coming forward and giving me that evidence. You know, it's that lovely, short, and sweet. It's powerful. That's what it's about. So, which is really great. I know I say it every time, but I do absolutely love my job. You know, the spirit world are the best employers ever. They really, really are. Okay, so we're going to get to another call, and then we're going to go to a break so I can get a bit of a drink again. So let's go to another call. 916, area code 916, are you there? Hello? Hello, area 916.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I take your name, sweetheart?
Diana.
Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, are you talking to me now? I thought you were just taking your lineup.
No.
Okay.
You're live on the live with me the show.
If you have any messages, it'd be good.
Hey, where are you calling from?
California.
California, okay. All right, thank you. So, yeah, as I connect to you, okay, I get a gentleman that's coming forth from the spirit world. Okay, wow. What's that interference in the background? If you've got your speakers up loud, can you turn them down for me?
Oh, okay. That's okay. I hear a lot of clicking.
Okay.
Let me turn it down.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm going to carry
speakers off.
Okay, I've got a gentleman from the spirit world for you, okay? And he looks quite tall as well, but he's wearing what looks to me like very pastely blue clothes, okay? Like a blue blazer. A very smart-looking gentleman. I do want to go to Dad's side of the family. In fact, I want to probably go to Dad or Grandfather with this link. Do you understand this?
Well, I guess.
I feel when I look at him, okay, I feel very golfy, okay? So, like a man that would have liked to have been out on the fairway and amongst friends. Would you understand this with him?
Playing golf. I'm not sure. But that, go ahead.
Can you give me a bit more?
I'll just take notes.
Right. Okay, thank you. He's just talking to me about the fact that... It keeps giving me triangles, or as if you keep trying to get to a certain point in your life, but you never seem to get there. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, thank you. He just said two steps forward, three steps back with you, and it has been for quite a while. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
No, I don't know if you want my input or not.
Well, if you understand the information, I'd love to if you'd say yeah, I understand or not.
Okay.
Okay, give me a bit more. Right, okay. His expression, okay, with him, he's talking about very blousy. Things around you are very blousy. So it's like is it like you walk on air? That sort of thing. That's the impression that he gives me. It's like you're walking on air. So things aren't... Right, thank you. He said surreal. He says things are quite surreal around you as well.
Hmm. Well, you know, I have done the shift, and I am in with the ascension energy.
Okay. But I'll tell you... Because he's talking about the fact that... Thank you. Thank you very much. He's talking about... it's all symbolic here at the moment, okay? He's talking about... tying you down and making you more grounded, because you're not very well grounded at the moment. Okay, that's what he's talking about. Do you understand that you're not grounded?
Well, I've been doing a lot of grounding exercises since the end of last year, so yeah, I've been grounding good. And
okay.
I've been getting messages from spirit, and I've done some healing for people. But yeah,
okay.
Maybe last year I wasn't that grounded and let too many people in my energy without knowing it.
Right. So yeah, when I link to him, okay, he gives me an impression that he would have passed with a heart condition, not necessarily a heart attack, but something went wrong with the heart. Do you understand this?
Oh, then that must be my father.
Okay. And right, thank you. But he's talking about. Can you get enough? Right. Right. His word, okay, not mine. He said it's almost like you're waiting for the apocalypse. Does that make sense? It's like you're waiting for things to sort of explode. You're waiting for things to happen, that sort of thing. Not the end of the world.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is time for things to happen. I've done my work.
Right, so give me a bit more. Okay, thank you. But he's just saying that you always seem to be rushing ahead. Does that make sense? You rush ahead with things. So you always pick up something and you try and, thank you, his words are, you try to run before you can walk. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I'm a holistic healer, so it's like when something works, I do go for it, and maybe I'll be leaving something else behind in the meantime, if that's what you mean.
Okay, but this is quite important as well, because, and I do feel it's probably to do with the work that you are talking about, okay? And I think, say again, it is, right, thank you, and it is. And he's talking about you can't walk before you can run, okay? And that's why he's talking about you being more grounded. So you need to be more grounded. I know you're doing grounding work at the moment, but you've got to be grounded within yourself about the certain things you want to do, okay? Say again. Right. What do you mean by that? He keeps talking to me about soup, soup, soup. It's like soup.
I've been eating a lot of soup lately because the lady that has the little cafe here by the library makes soup.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay.
Is that a good thing that I'm eating soup?
Just tell her soup. And I'm like, what do you mean by soup? He's just saying soup. Okay, so eat. Right, thank you. Right, because he's talking about him, the fact that he's watching you, okay? That obviously he's watching
Aww.
You eat soup. But I do also feel as well around, because he's talking to me a lot about your spiritual stuff, okay? The fact that you need grounding, you're running before you can walk. So he's actually there to guide you. So he's not a guide, but he's going to be a guide to help you with it, okay? Right, thank you. It's going to help you set the pace. That's what he's talking about, okay? Do you read cards? Because he's talking to me about the fact that you need to change your cards because they're not quite right for you.
Well, I don't have new cards. I still have the archetype soul contract cards and meditation deck, quite old. If you know Carolyn May, that's the deck I have.
Right.
And I think it might be outdated, yes, too. But it did help a lot of people get to the light in what archetype they were living in. But what deck should I get next then? Because there's so many I want.
Well, but as far as I know, if you're working with tarot cards, okay, oracle cards you can buy yourself. Tarot cards, they need to be bought for you, okay?
Oh, well, I did lose my tarot cards. And I didn't pick up another deck of tarot cards because I'm doing more oracle reading now. I work with angels,
yep.
More divine.
Yep. But He's saying to me is that you just need to change your cards because they're not right for you. So I don't know which cards he's talking about, but there's a set of cards you have, because I know you've probably got more than one, and he's just talking about changing that. Okay.
You know, I did just lay a deck out for somebody who might find it. So he must know that I'm ready to let go of what I have. So that is a confirmation.
You know, spirit are watching, and you know, they do care for us and keep an eye out for what we're doing and what's right for us and bring things to us. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there for you, sweetheart. Okay, please take the love.
Okay, thank you. I think that's great the way that you talk to them. I would love to be able to do that.
I'm sure one day you will. Don't worry. But you've got to pace yourself. Okay,
everybody
can speak to spirit. Everybody can speak to spirit and, you know, see spirit at some stage. You know, there's just different levels of it. So just keep going the way you are.
Well, I mean talking to other people. Like if I could talk to your people on the other side the way you do, and you really listen to them and you thank them. That is just so cool. So, okay, I will look out for the new deck and maybe at a garage sale or something.
All I would say to that is that without spirit, I would not be doing what I'm doing today. So I have to be very thankful for them, A, because they chose me to do their work for them. I'm an ambassador to the spirit world, so it would be stupid of me not to represent them in the highest order. And I thank every day for the work and the people that they bring me to, you know, to me and for me to go to, including spirit, because I see and feel and talk to some amazing people that have passed to the spirit world. You know, and every day I am absolutely blessed with that. And I know it, and I am just ever so grateful. You know, so, and it's actually thanks to spirit, okay, that I'm actually going to India at the weekend. So,
is this Nick? Because there's many of you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, now I'll remember who you are. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Look me up on the internet, www.nick-humphreys.com.
Yeah, my computer was stolen, but I do library internet time. But I definitely will follow your show. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Wow. Do you know, I love my job. I absolutely love my job, you know, and it's just great. And I am right. And I'm not egotistical with my job at all, but there's a difference between being egotistical and being excited by it, because I am always excited by my job. I truly am. You know, it's just the way I am. I love it. So I am going to go to a bit of a music break here, guys, because I need to get a lozenge and another drink. But I will be back shortly, okay? I am Nick Humphreys. Okay, I am your medium. This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. And I will get through as many calls as I can tonight, God willing, okay, with my voice. So I don't want to go to America, to India with no voice. The funny thing is, okay, I had a phone call, about a week ago, from the lovely Shimnoy Sharma. He said to me, Nick, how are you? I said, I'm very well, thank you, my friend. I said, I'm very well. I'm looking forward to coming over to meet you and your family and your friends. He said, yes. He said, look, you land at 12:30 in the morning on Sunday. I said, I do. He said, I will be there to pick you and collect you from the airport. I said, thank you, my friend. That's very kind. I said, I'll take you to the hotel that we're going to put you up. I said, thank you very much. He said, but Nick, I have a question. I said, what's that? He said, on Sunday evening, obviously we have Sunday to ourselves. We can go off and do things. But on a Sunday, please, would you be kind enough to do a show? I'm like, hang on. I've been traveling 9 hours on a plane. I won't get there till 12:30 in the morning. Probably put my head down for a few hours if I get some sleep. I've got to get up in the heat and then I've got to do a show at 4:30 in the afternoon. What do you think I said? Of course, my friend. Of course, I would be absolutely honoured to do a show for you and your friends. Okay, or do some linking to Spirit World to show you what Spirit can do and bring forward. Of course. Why would I not? Hey, what an honour. What an absolute honor to be asked this, okay? So, bring it on, guys. I love it. I love my job, and I love you all. So, let's go to this track, and I'm going to go and get a drink, and I shall speak to you in, 3-4 minutes. Speak to you then.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2019. 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go. It's lovely, Mike Davis. So this is awfully rude of me, but I am suffering a lozenge because my throat is dying of death. So obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your medium, your host for the next hour and 5 minutes or so. So if you want to call the show, it's 760-283-4611. Anywhere outside the US, it's 001-760-283-4611. And I have been told to slow down when I say that. So it's 001-760-283-4611. Obviously, you can get into the show free of charge, okay, because the 001 number is actually a chargeable call. And that's at www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So if you want tickets, if you are in the UK and you want to come and see me, okay, on platform, on stage, on the Friday the 22nd of February, go to my website, www.nick-humphries.com. Okay, go to the events page, and there is a link there, a PayPal button, you can press on it, add as many tickets you like, and then go to the shopping cart, so on, pay that way. So yeah, great. So all these things are happening. So what happens then? I go to India. Okay, I'm going to go to India on Saturday. I am there until the 27th of January, which is going to be great. Okay, and then I fly back home. I come home and I embrace my lovely wife and my child. Okay. And then I tootle off to Norway. It's great. So I'm back in the UK for about a week. And then me and the lovely Mike Davis, you won't miss me because I'll be online. Don't worry. We're going over there to do some work out there. You know, to do some do some spiritual stuff. This would be great. So I just can't wait. 2013. Is alive and kicking, ladies and gentlemen, and it's oh so good, and I can't wait for the rest of it because it's just been fantastic. And I have to say, there's lots of new people in the actual chat room, which is great. So please, obviously, welcome and say hello and so on, and Merry Christmas, not Christmas anymore, Happy New Year. Susie, lovely night, that's so nice of you, thank you. And Tara, thank you for your safe travels message as well. So it's great. You can also find me, ladies and gentlemen, okay, on Facebook. Now this is the way it works, okay? You go to International Medium Nick Humphries, that's my page. You like the page, okay? And when you actually like the page, I can then see your name, and then it says invite. So I then decide whether or not I want to invite you to be a friend of my public page then. It's like more like my personal page. And then you can see all the silly stuff that goes on in the background. Go to my thing, International Medium Nick Humphries. Like my page, it'd be great. So what I'm sneakily doing is I'm trying to get rid of this lozenge before I do the next reading, but it's not working. So we're going to, that's a scary picture. We're going to go to the next caller, okay? I feel it's only right. I feel that's what we should do. And the next caller, I think the area code is, if you are listening out there, it's 352.
area code calling, area code 352.
Yes.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good.
How
Can
are
I
you?
Say your name? I'm very well. Apart from my sore throat, I'm great.
I'm sorry?
What's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea. Welcome to meet you. Welcome to meet you, sir. I can't talk now. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm buzzing. Spirit are alive and kicking in my studio here. So how can we help you?
Okay, I wanted to know this. I know it's a weird question, but to make a long story short, back in high school, I was pregnant, and I lost the baby. And I want to know why. Was it something I've done, or was it just not meant for me to have the baby, or what was it going to be? I wanted to know that.
Okay. Bless you, sweetheart. And it's never a nice thing to hear, obviously, when we lose a child to the spirit world. Okay, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart. I'm also, just to make you aware, okay, I've got a lady here in spirit that would be grandmother to you in spirit. You understand this? Mum's side of the family,
yes.
She said. Okay, do you understand that? Mum's side of the family.
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart, thank you. And she's coming forward to help me with this. This is a really delicate thing to talk about, okay? Because people do go through the stage of when we do lose a child or we miscarry or anything like that, there is a it's my fault blame sets in. And, sweetheart, it was not your fault, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Your grandmother is just telling me that actually it wasn't the right time for it to happen. Okay, do you understand this?
Okay.
The situation around you just wasn't the right environment for the child to come into life at that time. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Okay. Go on. Say what you're going to say.
Sorry.
No, you carry on.
So, do you see me? I know I can't have no more kids because I had surgery, but do you see me having another child, like in the future? Not like having a child, but like having a child. And if so, what is the time frame? And will I be adopting, or will I, maybe someone didn't want to take care of it? It's going to be somebody that I know.
Okay, right. Just hang on a second. Give me that bit of information again. All right, thank you. Sweetheart, when your grandmother comes forward to me, okay, she is talking about, yes, there is the possibility and the chance of you having another child, and not in the normal sense, obviously, because we know that you can't have children, or you've been told you can't have them, okay? But she is talking to me about fostering, not adoption, about fostering, okay?
Fostering, okay.
So do you understand this?
Yes.
She is talking about... it's always great to adopt, believe me, okay? But with adoption, you can only help one child at a time, okay? Do you understand this? Okay?
Right, yes.
Whereas fostering, she's telling me that you've got such a huge heart, okay? It would be a waste to have it on one child. She wants you to share it with many, okay? Do you understand this?
Yes.
So this is why fostering comes into play, because you will be helping kids... Right, thank you. From newborn up to about 5 years old, okay? So you'll be helping kids of that age. And this would be before they go to families. Okay, do you understand this?
Yes. What is the time frame on that? Maybe she can tell you?
What's the time frame, sweetheart, on this happening? When? Can you give me that again? Right, thank you. She's looking at the start of about August time for this, okay? It could happen sooner, but only if the situation is correct for it, okay? But she is talking a lot about the caring that you can give to these children. But you've got to be strong with it as well, because it's going to be heartbreaking at some times, okay?
I know, that's the only thing. That's the thing, though. Like, to reattach to some child and then they have to leave. It's going to be sad.
but think of all those beautiful children that you would have been able to help and touch, sweetheart. You know, with your
mm-hmm.
your love. Okay, do you understand this? This is what is important
yeah.
to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So she comes forward now. Okay. bless you, sweetheart. You asked a question about your child in spirit that you lost. Okay, and you said right at the very end, what was it? You understand? You said that. Do you remember this?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear because my kids in the background. I'm sorry.
Okay. You asked me about your child that's in spirit that you lost, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And you asked me if what it was.
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, she's coming forward with a beautiful-looking baby boy in her arms, okay? So
okay.
It would have been a boy for you that would have been coming forward to you. But know that actually he's in the arms of your grandmother, okay? And he is loved, and he's actually alive and well, okay, in the spirit world.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay, sweetheart, please look into this fostering, okay. because you are going to do so much goodness with it.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart?
So about August time, that'll be...
It's a process, okay? It's a long process because you're not going to just say, I want to be a foster parent and then fill out a paperwork and then tomorrow you'll be a foster parent. You've got to go through a process
yeah.
and it will be about August time when you actually get either accepted or you get your first child, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And you take the love from the spirit world, okay? And bless you, because you're lovely, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And don't forget, you can listen to the archives of Mike Spirit FM as well for the reading. If you want a copy of the reading, just keep going back and listen to it, your heart's content. Okay? I believe she might have gone. Do you know, how wonderful. How wonderful, you know. I know, I've met foster parents, and I know foster parents, and they do such a great job. They really do. I'm trying not to crunch on this lozenger. But bless her heart. So let's go to another caller. Okay, we're going to try and see how many we can get in tonight. Another caller. I believe we've got area code 619. 619, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. There,
hi.
Donna.
Sorry, say again?
My name's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Donna.
How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
Donna. And where are you calling from?
I'm in San Diego.
San Diego. Okay, and what can we help you with?
Oh, I'll just see if there's anybody that is coming through and wants to say something. That would be wonderful.
Okay. Okay, let's see what we get and what they can tell us about yourself. Okay. Right. Oh, okay, right. Okay, this is going to get confusing. Right, I've got a gentleman that's coming forward first, okay, but he didn't say anything. To me, he would be grandfather to you in spirit world, okay? But I want to go to mum's side of the family with this grandfather link. Would you understand this?
Didn't know. I've never met him.
Okay, this is
I wonder if it's like great. Is it great? Is it her father or is it...
Okay, well, hang on. This is why I said it's going to get interesting.
Sorry.
He's not saying anything, but there is a lady present as well that stands to the side of him, okay? Thank you. And this would be grandmother to you as well, okay? Would you understand this?
Okay, yes.
Okay. What? Say again? Sweetheart, she just said to me the strangest thing. She went, short legs, short legs.
That was my grandma. Yeah, that's my mom's mom. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, there you go. I did say mum's side of the family, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very odd that she said short legs. Okay, anything else you want to say, sweetheart, before we... Okay. We've got... Sweetheart, she's talking to me, and her words were, trust him, trust him, trust him. So is there a situation around a person, a gentleman in your life where you're not quite sure about? Because she keeps saying to me, trust... Hang on, don't answer that. Is it a relationship? Right. Okay, right. It is a relationship, but it's not the trust him as in you need to trust him or he's been unfaithful or anything like that. It's more of a trust him, you know, like, so has he done something? Are you in a relationship and he might have done something?
No, not really. I mean, I see someone, but it's not like, you know, not like exclusive, so.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel it's... I definitely want to. I'm not going to change it, okay? And I'm not going to make it fit. But she's talking. She just said, "Trust him," okay? And it was more of a shrug of the shoulders. Trust him. So trust. You got to, right. I have to give it to you. Just trust him. That's all she's saying, okay? Give me a bit more. Right, okay. But she's also talking to me about books around you. It's like I've got my head in a book. So.
I'm always like trying to learn new things, you know, just to further my knowledge. Yeah.
But you don't actually finish it, do you? That's what she just
said.
You've got.
No, I mean I do. I mean I kind of just go from topic to topic, just trying to get a little bit of everything.
Because she's talking about that you've got to finish one before you start the other. Right, okay. But she's also talking to me about life in general is a bit of a mess. She just said, oh, things around her are a bit of a mess. It could be a physical thing. So is it that you need to tidy up, or is it you need to tidy up your life?
I'm just not knowing what to do and, you know, which direction. I mean, it's just hard with, I mean, I'm just finding, I mean, it's not easy for me. All my family have passed and money and it just, you know. I mean, where there's a will, there's a way. I do know this. It's just right now, trying to know exactly which way to go is. I'm still trying to, listen to what my, you know,
okay.
I should be doing. Trying to get
okay.
the answer.
Okay, because she keeps talking to me about, and I'll be honest, okay.
Yes.
What she keeps doing is she keeps showing me lots of stuff on the floor. Okay. And she's telling me it's like physical junk that you need to get rid of. So you need
to,
so it's like you need to have a tidy up and a clear out. So, right, thank you. But she's also telling me that you hold on to a lot about the past as well, physically.
I do
you understand this?
I do. Yes, I do. Well, because, I mean, it's just for memory purposes, you know, family related stuff, yeah.
Okay, but some of it is not needed.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
I don't need all
of
it, yes.
So you need to, you've got to clear out the negative stuff and the rubbishy stuff in order for the good stuff to come in, okay? Say again? Right. But also she keeps talking to me about pulling on your heartstrings. So again, I'm going back to relationship. That somebody or some, it's either not a relationship, but there's somebody around you that keeps pulling on your heartstrings. But I do feel this is somebody from the past as well. Do you understand this?
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple people that I've, you know, that I've was in a relationship with. And just, you know, I think about from time to time and wonder what if type of a thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because she keeps talking about somebody from the past. Okay. So it's something else that you need to get rid of. Okay. Right. But again, okay, on top of this, she's talking about, just very briefly, about work as well. I've got to say, she's absolutely fantastic, this lady, okay? Say again? Right, okay. With what then? She's just talking to me about health here at the moment. Not about you, but about her. She's trying to give me a bit more evidence about her. But she wasn't very, very tall, this lady. Do you understand this?
Right, my mom's mother wasn't.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if it's my dad's mom too, because she was short also. I don't remember. I didn't see her that much.
And
you said my mom's
right. Well, she keeps talking about the hips. She keeps saying, mention the hips, mention the hips. So either she had an issue with the hips. Right.
I wonder if that was my great grandma.
Well, she's going on further with this. Hang on, but she's then talking and she's showing me her belly area. So she would have had problems with her belly area. Thank you.
Yeah.
And she just said she would either it's like a cancerous condition.
Right.
She
had pancreatic cancer. That's what got her towards the end. Yes.
Right. Okay. There you go. So this is mum's side of the family, isn't it?
Right.
Okay, right, there you go. Fantastic, thank you very much. But she wants you to also concentrate a little bit more on your work side of life as well. You need to be more precise on what you actually want to do. Because your head's a bit in the clouds at the moment, okay? Okay? Right, thank you. But she is, why are you saying that? Okay, because she's talking to me again. She's talking a bit about the study side of things. So either you're learning about a trade or something like that, but you should be doing.
That makes sense because I mean she was a hairdresser and I became a hairdresser, but I want to do something more metaphysical, and I'm not sure which area I want to go in. So that is true. I need to figure it out and just learn it and do it. Yeah, I just can't figure it out yet. But my niche is.
Just a question. Why can't you do both?
True. I mean, I'll always do hair. Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right. But I would like to figure out, you know, hone in on what natural ability that I would do really well. You know, I know I have healing abilities, but I'm just not sure. There's so many areas, so many different.
And you're right, there is. And we all go through that process of we want to be something, and then actually we turn out to be something completely different.
Right.
You know? And that's purely because of the pathway that gets given to you or shown to you by spirit. And you get guided into it. You know, it's like for trance, for me, I would never, ever, of a million years, thought that I would be a trance medium. But actually, spirit saw differently and said, actually, no, Nick, you're going to be a trance medium. Therefore, I am. Hang on, let me ask. Sweetheart, can you just give me a little insight as to what pathway she should be going down? Right? Is that crystals? Okay, thank you. Crystals.
Ooh, that makes sense. I'm so fascinated by them. Oh, good. That is so helpful.
Crystals. There you go.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, really.
I've always loved them, you know, but it's nice to get a, you know, outside opinion.
Well, there you go.
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you so much.
Crystal here. There's
crystal healing, huh? Yeah.
Well, but there's many things you could do with crystals, not just the healing.
Like jewelry. Yeah, you're right.
Well, jewelry, but there's divination and stuff like that
True.
You can do with it. So
right.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely check that out further. Yeah, because I am drawn to them. So wonderful.
Sweetheart, just before you go, say again. Right, she keeps talking to me about a black dog. A black dog.
There's a black dog sitting right next to me.
Sure. Oh, okay. Right.
Well, it's not my dog. It's the, I take care of an elderly lady. It's her dog, but I just fell in love with her, so
okay.
I just love dogs.
And she just, right, okay. I think it's just for you to realize, actually, she's with you, okay? Is it right that you need, or you've been thinking about changing the curtains? She said you need to change your curtains.
Okay. Change the curtains? They're black.
Yeah. Oh,
I got
okay.
it from a garage sale, so I should change them? Okay. Okay.
Okay. Well, her words were, get her to change the curtains. Okay?
Okay. How funny. I wonder why.
Well, you know, she just told
I guess she don't like them, maybe. Maybe because they're black.
Yeah. They're not bringing up. They don't bring in a lot of light, you know. I know you like to be, you know, nighttime is nighttime, and you draw the curtains to be in the dark. But you know, maybe I don't know. I'll leave that completely.
Thank you.
Up to you.
That was very helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Take the love from this lovely lady that stands here before me. Mm-hmm. Okay, and also the gentleman as well. But I know he didn't say much, but I feel he was probably a powerhouse to her. You know, he was quite a strong character. Okay.
It was her father, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And listen back in the archives of mikespirit.fm.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much. Have a great
you're
day.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye
and now. Take care. Bye. Do you know what? I love my job. And thank you to Spirit for coming forward. You know, and I see lots more people joining us in the chat room tonight. And you can probably hear that my lovely child has woken up and is screaming her little lungs out upstairs at the moment. Welcome everybody that's in the chat room. Leanne Walker, my very, very dear friend here in Carmarthen. I know she's listening. Woohoo! Type away, Leanne. Say hello. This is great. I know I've got another caller. If you give me we'll go to the half hour for a break. Okay, so let's go to the next caller. I believe it's a Skype, if I can get it open. A Skype caller, Heart22Heart. If you're there, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm fine, thank you.
You're welcome. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Georgia.
Okay. And sorry, sweetheart, instead of me calling you Heart 22 Heart, what is your name?
My name, Karen.
Karen?
Yes.
Okay, Karen. Nice to meet you. And how can we help you this evening?
I just wanted to see what messages you might have for me.
Okay. Is it anything particular, or you just want me to spirit link?
Spiritly, or, yeah.
Okay, right. Let me just see what we get. Okay, thank you. Can you bring forward? Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, at the moment, I've got a gentleman standing before me, okay? Right. It's quite a strong gentleman as well. He would have had a round face with this gentleman, and I do feel that this would be more of like a grandfather link to you as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Say again. He would have had like a gravelly voice as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Say again. Right, okay. Can I have a look? Sweetheart, would you... okay. Would you... He keeps talking to me about his knees, okay? Would you understand that there would have been a problem with his knees?
His wife, my grandmother, she had her leg amputated up to her knee.
Right, okay. Because I was hoping you wouldn't say that, but he's talking about... okay, his words were, okay, they blew away my knees. They blew away my knees. So I don't know if he actually had a problem with his knees or if he is talking about, obviously, your grandmother. So it's like, he didn't have his legs amputated or anything like that.
No, not at all.
Okay, right. Because okay, I'm not gonna make you fit, but he's talking about knees. So obviously, you could take that as a connection to your grandmother. I've got to say, he's a real strong character, you know. He's like standing there and like literally leaning over me and breathing at me. Tell her what? Say what? Right, thank you. He wants to say thank you for all the flowers. Flowers? Do you understand this? Thank you for all the flowers?
Yes.
So you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, great. Right. But also he just said she stuck to her word. She stuck to her word. So it's like a promise that's been made. Do you understand what he means by this?
Yes, yes. I always wanted to have flowers in there at their gravesite, so I had roses planted so they would have them at all times.
Okay. Well, his words were, she stuck to her word. So there you go. Great confirmation for you. Sweetheart, I know you spoke about grandmother in spirit, okay, but she would have been somewhat smaller than he would be. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Say again? Right, thank you. And actually, he's clutching his chest. When he looks at me and he stands there before me, he's clutching his chest. Right, thank you. And I don't feel it was all heart. I feel like there was a problem with the chest, so he would have had to right, because he's making me feel like I'm hard of breathing. Do you understand that with him?
Yes, right, yes.
Right. Give me a bit more sweetheart about her. Okay. Right. Who's what then? Right, okay. Right. He's talking about the pathway that you're on at the moment. Okay. He's saying that you are... Well, he's just saying that you're on the right pathway and that there shouldn't be any question about it. You understand?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, thank you. But he's talking about work as well. He says work came in and work went out again, and then work came back in. So things around your work environment keep fluctuating, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. But something more with more structure is coming in for you. He's talking about May around as well. So May or month. It could be an anniversary or birthday. He's talking about work as well. So around the May time, something with more structure will be around for you. I don't know if you can make sense of that.
Okay, I understand.
I have to give everything the spirits say. I always say this, okay, 100%. But he says to me, jelly beans. Would you understand what he means?
Yes, he knows I love jelly beans.
Yeah. Okay. See, we get the most bizarre information. And we have to trust spirit, okay, with what they're saying. And that's why I always say to my pupils, always give what you get. because jelly beans. Why would I know jelly beans? Okay. Anything else, sweetheart? Right. Sweetheart, I'll give you the opportunity to ask if there's anything, or to say to you, is there anything that you'd like to ask them while they're here? I feel there's an opportunity.
I do. I would like to see if my brother, he passed away a couple of years ago, if he had anything he wanted me to know.
Okay. Right, give me a chance. Hang on. Right. Is he there? Right, okay. I've got a gentleman in the background, okay, that would have passed in with impact to him, okay? I don't know if your brother passed with impact. Do you understand what I mean by the impact? So it could have been a crash or something like that?
No.
Well, this guy is actually standing in the back, so it may not be the link for you, okay? I don't actually see anybody here at the moment other than your grandmother and your grandfather, okay?
No, right. The person from an impact that was shot from an impact, I would call that an impact, I think, would be my father.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll explain this, okay? When spirits stand quite far back, sometimes that means that their connection to you was quite distant. So would you understand that with him?
Yes.
Right, okay. Jolly good. Okay, sweetheart, can you give me any insight about the brother in spirit?
He passed, he had cancer. He was 52.
Yep, don't give me any information. I'm asking your grandfather to give me information, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm not seeing your brother here at the moment. I'll be completely honest. Right. Right, okay. Right, thank you. Your grandfather is just saying that you've done the right thing, that your brother wants you to know that you've done the right thing. Everything you did was the right thing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, but I want to take this to your brother, okay? This is actually something around your brother. So, right, thank you. The arrangements. I feel like it's the arrangements. Everything you did around the arrangements was correct.
Okay.
I don't know if you understand that.
I do. Perfectly, yes.
Okay. Right. Anything else you want? Who? Can you say it again? Right, thank you. I don't normally work with names, but they're offering me a name here of John. It sounds like Johnson. Johnson. So I don't know if you have a connection with a name of Johnson.
Johnson, no.
Okay. I'll offer it and give it to you anyway, okay?
Okay.
Be aware of maybe somebody that's coming towards you in your life. Gwen? He's also talking about you were hoping to move or to have. Would you understand?
No, I've not planned on moving or anything like that. I don't know if that's going to be coming in the near future, but you know, we'll see.
Well, his words were he was hoping to move or have by now. Words at the very end. Okay. But it's coming. Okay. Right. It's going to be a great business move, okay? It's going to be a for you. Okay, a different area. He said a lighter area. I don't know what he means by that, a lighter area. A lighter area. So, right. Okay. But he just said downtown. Is there a difference downtown to where you are at the moment? Well, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, big difference, yes.
But would it be lighter downtown?
Yes.
Good. Okay, well, there you go. Anything else you want to give me, sweetheart? Yeah? What do you want to say? Okay. Grandma just wants to say hello. Right. Right. Right, thank you. She just said she just wanted to say thank you to everything that you said in the church. Thank you to everything that you said in the church.
Okay.
Thank you. She just said that you got up, you said stuff about her in the church.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, I did.
Okay. Sweetheart, did you realize actually when you were saying this, she was holding your hand, she just said to me.
Okay, that's awesome.
Okay, give me a bit more. What's that done? Right. Okay. Sweetheart, she's talking to me about eating heart. So you're okay, thank you. It's like a love, okay? Okay, thank you. So you're okay, right, she's talking to me about around you with the heart. So things aren't quite right in the heart area for you, do you understand?
Right.
Okay. Don't worry, she said, this is gonna heal. This is all gonna heal up for you. Okay? Is it James or Jason? James. She said James. Is it James?
Yeah, that's my father.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. So I'm going to go two things here, okay? And then I'm going to leave the spirits, okay, and ask them to stand back. She's talking about relationship, okay? Relationship is coming into you. It's going to heal, okay? But also talking about healing the relationship between you and your father, about letting go of the emotion that you hold between the two. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I feel he's coming forward for your forgiveness, okay, for the things that he's done or did, okay?
Okay.
So you need to let go, sweetheart. You need to be unconditional and just say, I forgive you, okay?
Okay.
And it will bring joy to you. It really will, okay? But this love relationship is coming in, and it will heal your heart. You'll see a different side of somebody, or I want to say you'll see the different side to man, right now. The way that you think we are, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll leave it there for you, okay?
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Please thank you. And please take the love from your loved ones and also your father that's here as well, okay? He's actually standing at the back of the room here, but I know that he means well and he expressing his love to you, okay? So thank you very much for calling in and really have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Wow, there you go. So thank you, Heart 22 to Heart. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the last and final track of the evening. I think we've got one more left. And I'm going to have a bit of a break, have another lozenger, and I'll get right back to you. Okay, so give me about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'll speak to you soon.
diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. As I said before, you can go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, and you can buy tickets through there by simply going onto the events page. And just going to the event, you'll see it, Mike's Spirit Roadshow, click on that, and the page will come up here. Buy tickets, and you can buy tickets. It's simple. Done simple. If you're here in the UK, you'll understand what I mean by simple. We've got a stupid ad over here, meerkats. Oh, don't even go there. So so it's just one of those things. So I am still sucking on this lozenge, I have to say. Thank you very much, Tara K, for the remedy. I will probably have one of those before I go to bed with Manuka honey, I have to say. Manuka honey, and I think I might have some cinnamon in the cupboard, and I'll give that a go. Do you know what? I haven't actually got a cold, though. I've just got this pesky sore throat that just won't let go, which is a great shame. And I really don't want to go to India with a cold or anything. I want to be there with full health and be great. And you know, it's not the beginning. I've had this now for over a week. So, no, don't say that. It doesn't move to your chest. I don't want it to move to my chest. So I'm just talking to the people in the chat room. I don't. It's not on my chest. It's not going to go to my chest. It's getting as far as it is at the moment. That's it. Full stop. No more. I've had enough of it. It can pack its bags and leave through the front door or out the back. I don't care. So, which is great. So, anyway, I'm Nick Humphreys. I am your host here on Mike Spirit FM. This is Nick Humphreys Medium Show. As I say, you can get me at Facebook, International Medium Nick Humphreys, or you can find me at my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. The website is continuously changing as and when I can get to it and so on. I do have a few announcements, keep your eye out, because there will be an announcement. Let's just say that it will be a job opportunity for one lucky person. That's all I can say at the moment. I'm just finalising the details. I probably won't do anything with it until I get back from India, when I actually realise or know a bit more about what I can offer. It would be interesting, you know, especially if you like travelling. Then you might be interested. So, anyway, without further ado, drum roll, please. I think we'll go back to the callers. I think we're on a roll tonight. I don't know why. It's great. So we got area code. Listen out for your call, okay? Area code 978. Are you there? Area code 978.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. And yourself?
Good. I'm good. Thanks.
Where are you calling from, sweetheart?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. And can I say your name?
Marnie.
Marnie, okay. Okay, and how can we help you, Marnie?
Well, I just decided to put school on hold for a while because it was becoming overwhelming because of my health issues coming up. But I just want a general reading.
Okay.
And if there's anything that I need to focus on right now, actually.
Okay. Well, if you've listened to the show before or you've listened this evening, then you know all I do here is I link to spirit and I allow spirit then to guide you in your life, okay? And I give evidence of their survival in the spirit world. And sweetheart, as I talk to you and I've been listening to you here now, I've actually got a lady that's come forward from the spirit world, and she talked to me about mum's side of the family. I do feel this is probably mum in spirit. Do you understand this?
That my mother is in spirit, I'm sorry?
Is it mum or grandmother in spirit?
Grandmother, yes.
Grandmother, okay. But she would be connected to mum's side of the family, okay?
Oh, yes, okay.
Okay, and before she passed as well, she would have carried a little bit of extra weight. Do you understand this with her?
Yes.
Okay, but a really lovely lady. I would say that she was probably full of life, okay? But unfortunately, her life towards the end was a bit sluggish as well. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say again, sweetheart. Can you give me a bit more? Okay. She's talking to me at the moment about, obviously, about you at the moment, about your life. And she keeps talking to me, and she keeps moving around this very room very slowly. She's talking about, actually, that you need to take some time for yourself. Okay? Right, thank you. She just said, you need to find your feet. You need to find your feet. Okay? Right, okay. She's just talking about a stepping stone. She just said to me, you've been like stepping stones. You've been jumping here, there, and everywhere, trying to find out what's right for you. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But nothing seems to really sort of gel with you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, she's also talked to me about spiritual stuff as well, that there's a spiritual element around you. Seems to be quite a lot of people at the moment coming out with spiritual stuff. But you understand this as well, that you should be looking into the spiritual side of things as well.
Actually, that's part of my issue. I look all at spiritual sides. I mean, you know.
Right.
I'm actually wondering how I can allow more people in my life because I'm trying to constantly clear my energy. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Well, she's talking about you opening yourself up more. That's what she's talking about. But I don't
right.
feel it's. I don't feel it's opening your doors to whoever wants to come through them. I'm talking about opening yourself, your spiritual awareness, your soul, your mind, your essence to the spirit world. Do you understand? She's
mm-hmm.
talking about this,
yeah.
Okay? All right, thank you. But she's also talking about bringing the light down around you as well. Because she said, actually, even though you are the way that you are at the moment, it's quite gloomy, she said. Do you understand? It's quite gloomy. It's quite thick around you. The air is quite thick around you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, obviously, you're trying to clear the energy as well. But she said you've got to bring the white light down. Okay? Wow, that was... Can you just do it again? Right, okay, thank you. She just literally just showed me a movement, as if a very quick movement, like an orb being thrown across the room, okay? Or a ball being thrown across the room. And she just said, this is me. So actually, she comes to you in this sort of format as well. Do you understand this?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And also, she's just making me very aware of... Sweetheart, have you got skulls around your house as well? Have you got, like, a skull in your house?
No. I have a mask I made out of clay. It looks kind of like an an ancient thing, but no skulls.
Okay, well, and she's showing me, actually, that's really spooky. She's showing me, it wouldn't be the whole skull, it would be like the eye socket and the head part, okay? But she's just talking, okay. What is that then? Why are you showing me that?
Oh, okay. I believe she's talking about the sound of walking on skulls.
Okay.
That correlate?
Okay, all she keeps showing me is this skull. That's all she keeps showing me. Okay? Right. And it's just, when I look at it, it's quite, I have to say, it's like a reflection, because I'm actually looking at a window, and it's on the other side of the window looking in. Okay, so it is quite spooky. Right, thank you. Right, she's talking about, obviously, the light. It's got to be light, so we don't see the horrible things. Okay, but also we have to remember that there is good and bad as well. Okay. So she's telling me that you need to have a bit more protection around this as well. Do you understand?
Yes. Any advice in how to protect more?
Sorry, say again?
Any advice in how to bring more protection for myself in?
Yeah. You can do things like smudging. That's protection. That takes away the negative, okay, with sage, okay? Or my favorite is imagine yourself in a bubble, okay?
Right.
White light down into that bubble. If you feel like somebody is bad mouthing you, do a ring of mirrors around you. Okay. If you want to block people out, it's a brick wall or a steel plate wall around you. That's that sort of protection. Ask your guides, your loved ones, and your helpers to come forward and protect you. I always do a mantra. I always do like a little prayer, and I say, "Dear Lord, Great Spirit, I ask for your love, your divine light, to spread across this room, into my being and all around me. Protect me from all those that are negative towards me. Show them love and light in their lives." Okay, so it's taking it away from myself and taking it away from them as well. Okay, so you can change it however you want to. That's only part of what I do. Okay, so there's many things that we can do to actually do it, to protect them. Okay, sweetheart, she is really lovely. Why are you showing me that? Okay, sweetheart, she's showing me the Bible as well. She's got a book of the Bible in her hands. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's symbolic. She just said, don't worry, it's symbolic. It's almost like comical to her. Don't worry, it's symbolic. Okay? She's talking about, she hears your prayers, because you've been asking an awful lot for actions to come from the spirit world as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Don't worry, it's going to come, and it's going to come full force. Okay? And you're going to go, well, hang on, where did the work come from? You've been asking for it, okay? She's telling me you've been asking an awful lot for things to come your way, okay? It just hasn't, well, I don't want to go down the cliche of it hasn't been the right time, but she's just saying it hasn't been ready, or you haven't been ready, she just said, okay?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, thank you. She just talked about a gentleman that's in spirit as well, that would have passed, and he was very, very ill before his passing. Very weak. Right, thank you. Had a fever, a temperature, and then he went to spirit. Do you understand this? I want to go to grandfather with this as well.
Was it her husband?
Okay, was it husband?
My grandfather.
Was it your husband, sweetheart? Was it grandfather? Hang on, who is he? I feel it's just different. I feel like it's his father's side of the family. Do you understand this?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so all they're doing at the moment is just giving me evidence of loved ones around you, okay? Thank you. It's talking about being strong. Being strong. So you've got to be strong, thank you, of mind, she said. Just not physical, of mind. You've got to be strong of mind to carry on. What about work and stuff? Right. Okay, I said, what about work? She said, look, work would be fine. It would be fine. Okay? She needs to concentrate on this now. That's what she just said.
Okay, so concentrate on myself and clearing.
Yeah, and your spiritual side.
So then people will come more into my life that would be more supportive, hopefully.
Yeah, you would not believe how people get attracted to the more you cleanse, and the more you protect, and the more you open yourself up to the light, people attract to the light like moths.
Right.
Okay? They really do. Once they see that you've got something to offer and something of higher standing that they want to learn about, they come to you. Okay. And I'm not just saying that egotistically or anything like that. But you know, it's part of that. Yeah, it's a part.
Right.
Okay, and that's what you need to do. Okay.
I understand that. I've tested that out. Any information on relationships at all?
Okay. Is any news on relationships? Wait, can we work on that one? Who? Right. She just said there was a gentleman that was in your life, but it was a waste of time. Do you understand that?
Yes.
But she gave a name of Derek as well. Derek, was it? Is that right? Derek? She just said Derek, man in your life. He was a waste of time. So I don't know if that was
oh,
right.
Oh, Eric. Yeah.
Oh, Eric, was it? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
He was a waste of time. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's like, well, don't worry. The complete opposite is coming. Okay? Right. Right, okay. There's going to be a guy coming to you that would be a bit of a survivor, okay? He's going to be a bit of a survivor. So he would have been through an awful lot in his life, but he would have made a much better person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's also going to be very, very open about his feelings. So he's going to be quite an emotional person. Again? I keep hearing S. So either he's going to be either a... Can you give me that again? Right, it's going to be like a Sagittarian, okay, a Sagittarian, but I don't feel Sagittarian, but okay, so Sagittarian, I've got to give you Sagittarian, okay, okay, it's not going to happen for a little while, I'll be honest, I feel this is probably going to be happening over a few months' time, okay? In a few months' time, it's going to be a few months.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? But he's gonna bring a lot to you, so a lot of comfort as well. Okay.
Great, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I'm gonna leave it there for you, sweetheart. Okay.
All right, thank you. I hope you feel better. Good luck.
Yeah, I hope I do too.
Okay, I'll send you healing if you wish.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good night, honey. Take care.
Please take the love from the spirit. Well, thank you very much for calling. So there you go. So we're nearly coming towards the end of our show. I can't believe it. I think I might be able to squeeze in another one. Shall I squeeze in another one? Yay! Everybody in the chat room. Yep. Okay. So let's squeeze in another one. Let's make this last call of the evening, okay? It's going to be a really quick fire one. So area code 267, are you there?
Yes, my name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa, and where are you calling from?
I'm from Philadelphia, PA.
Where, sorry?
Philadelphia, PA, Pennsylvania.
Oh, right, okay. Wow, cool, okay. Thanks for calling in. How can we help you?
Just to see what spirit says for me, that's all. Good reading.
Okay, right, let's just see what we get. Right, okay, thank you. Who are you, sweetheart? Okay, right, I've got a lovely lady come forward, and she said quite clear to me, sweetheart, I'm Grant, and I would have been on her mum's side of the family. Okay, so you understand this. Grandmother and spirit on mum's side of the family.
Well, I wouldn't know her.
You wouldn't know her. Okay, well, don't worry. Okay, can you give me a bit more information, sweetheart? Right, okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, is there, she just said to me about a thing that would either go through the family, she talked about a chest, okay, or chest area.
My aunt died, there you go. My aunt Dorothy.
Right, okay, well, there you go. Okay, so she took, but Would you understand? She also said with the chest area that actually it goes through the family as well. Do you understand this?
Yes, the chest, like a heart attack. She had a heart attack.
Right, okay. 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 Can you give me a bit more information, sweetheart? Just a little bit more. Okay. Sweetheart, also, listen, I might be crossing over with two spirits here, okay? Because I've got a lady here that would have been talking to me about probably cancer of the chest as well. So would you understand this?
I'll have to write it down.
But at the moment, I'm working with the other lady at the moment, okay? So the lady, as you say, she would have had the heart attack, okay? Give me a bit more. Right. Sweetheart, why is she talking to me about blessing? It's almost like you're looking for a blessing for something. Do you understand this? You're looking for...
I want a baby.
Right, okay. Can you give me a bit more? Okay. Right. Okay, right, thank you. She's being quite comical with the expression, so you have to excuse me on this, okay? But she just said to me, work a little bit harder, okay? What she means by that, I don't know, okay? And I don't think it's a physical thing either, okay? Give me a bit more.
Yeah.
Right. Because she just said, okay, thank you. She just said you've been working at this for quite a while, or wanting this for quite a while. Do you understand this?
Yes, I've been wanting to have a baby.
Okay, yep. Give me a bit more, darling. Right. So yeah, she keeps talking to me about difficulties around it. Do you understand this?
Difficulties around it, yes.
Okay, but you're... It's either you're getting help with it, or there is help on its way with it. Okay, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. But thank you. She just said there will be good news towards the end of the year with this. Okay, good news towards the end of the year. Sweetheart, would it? Okay, give me a bit more. She's talking about something being blocked. Does that make sense to you? She keeps talking about it's like a chip.
Say again now.
Say again.
Say that part again.
She keeps talking to me about something being blocked or a tube being blocked. Would you understand this?
Yes, my flowing tubes are blocked. And I want to take... I'm sorry to be... Yes, it is. But I'm trying to work it out.
Okay. But she's saying that this will actually... It will work itself out, okay? Because she's telling me good news is coming towards the end of the year. But she also just said actually the situation around you hasn't been quite right either. Has there been some bickering or a little bit of tension?
Yes, you're right. Yes, it has been.
Okay. And I feel actually this is probably something to do with the fact that you haven't fallen pregnant yet. Do you understand? Or is the tension around that? So
right.
It's tension around the fact that you haven't obviously become pregnant. Sweetheart, this is just going to happen. Okay. It's going to happen naturally. Okay. Okay, sweetheart, give me a bit more. Right. The gentleman that is in your life at the moment, I'm being told, is a fantastic man, a fantastic guy, okay?
It's true.
Supportive, actually, he's very loving as well. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. But sometimes you two sort of rub each other the wrong way, just to get a reaction. Do you understand?
Well, yes, that's exactly true.
Okay. And it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. But don't let it spoil things. That's what she just said. Don't let it spoil things. Okay. Because something truly magical is going to happen. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a bit more. Right. And also, he needs to stop worrying about his job. Okay, does that make sense?
Wow, yes, it does.
Okay, he needs to stop worrying about his job. Right, can you give me a bit more? He's sitting with you at the moment, is that right?
Say it again now.
Is he sitting with you at the moment?
You're right, he was. A few minutes ago, he was. Wow, that's a blessing.
Okay.
You're 100% right.
Okay, sweetheart, I've got a gentleman in spirit that's connected to him. I feel it's his grandfather. So you need to pass this message
on. His father.
To keep his chin, keep smiling, okay? And to be brave. Because he just said to me to be brave, okay?
Yes.
Right? That's the message. But yeah, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay?
Yes, I thank you so much.
Okay. Sweetheart. And lots
thank
of love
you.
For the world, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. So, guys, I've come to the end of my show. I've got a minute left. Thank you so much for all your love and light in the chat room. And to all the spirit that came forward and to all the callers, thank you so much. I'm off to India this Saturday. I will try my hardest to be online for the show next week. We'll see what happens. Bear with me. I will talk to Mike and I will talk to the producer to see what we can do. Until next week, hopefully, fingers crossed, from Mumbai, love you all. Until next week. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphries or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.